Let's get on with the show. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the Larry Mullins Podcast. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. I want to start off by saying, really stoked, Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures now has 430 subscribers on YouTube. That's crazy for us. It's just awesome. And so by the time this podcast episode drops, we will have celebrated the one-year anniversary of our channel. Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures debuted on YouTube August 3rd, 2020. And Gary and I keep plugging away. We're having a great time. I've also packed on quite a bit of weight in the process. But, you know, for me, that's if you knew me before the channel started, you would say, yeah, Larry, you needed the weight. I had dealt with a drug problem, had a problem with narcotics, and I lost quite a bit of weight, and I just didn't look good. I didn't look deathly ill, but I didn't look good, and got off the drugs, turned my life around, and we started this food review channel, Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, 1 year ago, and I probably gained a solid, I don't know, between 40 and 50 pounds, maybe more like 40. I just look more filled out, and I'm much healthier now, but we just hit 430 subs, and that's just it's amazing. I wanted to start off by saying that. So thank you to everyone who has supported our channel, who has subscribed, who has commented on videos, who has commented and left suggestions of restaurants we need to hit up and review. Thank you to everyone who has purchased our merchandise. We have not sold that much of it, but we have sold some. So, Dr. Pepper burp, excuse me. Really, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much to everyone who has supported our channel in any way, shape, or form. So, Saturday, you know, on this pod, as I always do, I just basically recap my weekend. You know, if you like, listen to it, cool. If not, then, well, you don't have to listen. It's a free country, damn it. It's a free country. So Saturday, I was with my girlfriend, spent the week with my girlfriend, as always, and one of her favorite places to go is a winery called Salted Vines, and took her there, and we got some wine slushies. They're basically like a Slurpee. They're basically like a wine version of a Slurpee. They're not really strong. They have a great flavor. They taste really good. And after we went there, we had lunch at this place called, and this is a personal note to myself, this could be a potential future video for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. We went to a restaurant called the Salted Rim Margarita Bar and Grill, I believe was the name of it. But they specialize in adult beverages, and they have everything you could think of. They have steak, they have tacos, enchiladas, they have burgers, they have pretty much everything. My girlfriend had some tuna nachos. I'm not a big fish guy, actually. I don't eat fish. I did when I was younger, but I know it's good for the heart, but maybe I'll get there eventually, but I'm just not that adventurous yet. And I ordered ground beef soft tacos, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna eat these bad boys as they come. I'm not gonna say I just want meat and cheese on them. I'm trying to be adventurous. So, you know, they came with lettuce and little hunks of tomato, and these tacos were packed, and I ate them as is, and it came with Mexican rice, and I punished the rice too. I cleared my plate. Actually, I didn't eat the beans just because I don't like beans, but everything else I ate, and girlfriend was proud of me, and I was proud of myself. I'm like, you know, I'm at the age now where I'm trying to do things to be healthier. I'm trying to eat better because, you know, there's no mystery that what Gary and I eat for our channel isn't the healthiest. So I allow myself two junk meals a week. One of the junk meals is when Gary and I film a video together, and the other junk meal is when I do one of my solo videos for the channel. So that's it. Normally, during the week, I eat as healthy as possible, and when I'm at my girlfriend's and not filming, I'm eating my new go-to thing has been doing basically a salad wrap in a sun-dried tomato and basil tortilla wrap, and they're delicious. And I normally just pack it with lettuce, cucumber. I use spicy ranch dressing. People listening might be like, man, you're eating that? It's honestly, they're incredibly refreshing, not super filling. The tortilla wraps have actually quite a bit of carbs in them, but my girlfriend said, you know, Larry, you don't really need to worry about carbs right now. Just focus on trying to eat better overall, and that's what I'm doing, and I'm starting to feel better. Soda's still an issue. I do drink more water than I did in the past. Normally during the week, I try to drink 4 bottles of water a day during the week when I'm not at my girlfriend's. And now the new thing is I'm trying to get water in while I'm at my girlfriend's too, because I need to stay on top of my water. I just don't like water. I don't like the taste of water, but I know my body needs it, and I feel better when I have a good amount of water in my system. So after the Salted Rim, I don't know if I mentioned this on a previous ep, but this is totally kind of sidetracked, but this goes into what we spent a good part of the day doing. Lego, I know it's totally random, Lego, Larry's talking about Legos. Lego released a Seinfeld Lego set, and if you know me, Seinfeld is my favorite show of all time. And they had a little pre-order where, you know, hey, if you're a VIP member, you can get early access to this set. And it was released August 1st. But to become a VIP member, all you have to do is create an account on their website, and it's totally free. So anyways, I got the set and got it in the mail. So my girlfriend and I spent the rest of the day Saturday putting the entire Seinfeld Lego set together. And the Lego set is Jerry's apartment. But it's Jerry's apartment set, kind of like as if they were actually filming the show. So there's it's the set of his apartment. So it's like half of his apartment. Then you built into the Legos, there's like cameras above the apartment. It's really cool. Tons of details. Elaine's goldfish. There's the fish. George has his fishing rod in the marble rye. You got Kramer and a gigantic pretzel. There's just so many great details because the set was created by a Lego fan. The set was created by a Lego fan. Yeah, duh. The Lego set was created by a Seinfeld fan. And I would have just thought naturally that would have been a set that Lego would have made. That's pretty embarrassing. Like, Seinfeld is incredibly popular. But in my experience, you either love Seinfeld or you hate it. I've never really met someone that's in between. But we had such a blast putting it together. And I'm looking at it right now, and it's just awesome. There's just so many amazing details, and I would gladly put together several more of these just because it was fun. And, you know, we just relaxed, did that. We spent probably a total of 9 hours on it because we worked on it a little bit Saturday before we went to Salt Divines when they opened. So we started it Saturday morning, but we spent roughly about 9 hours on it. It was 1,300 pieces, I believe, total. Not too bad. Just some of the components, like in the kitchen and the bookshelf, were like really intricate, and they used a lot of tiny pieces. It got to be pretty confusing, but we got through it, and it looks absolutely awesome. It looks absolutely awesome. I can't wait to display it on a shelf with all my Seinfeld Funko Pops. But that was a great way to close Saturday. We felt very accomplished. I'm just still gushing over it. Sitting there building a Seinfeld Lego set with my girlfriend. Like, that's some of the most fun I've ever had. Like, it's just so awesome that I'm able to do that with her. And she loves doing that, too. It's just amazing. We are just so perfect together. And Sunday, as you all know from listening to my podcast, Sunday is my normal day to where we normally go for a walk on the boardwalk, and I film a solo video for the channel in Ocean City, but the weather was kind of crappy, so we didn't walk, but we still went to Ocean City, and there's this place called the Bayside Skillet, which was recommended a few times on our channel, and one of my girlfriend's family members also recommended it as well, so I'm like, hey, let's go there for breakfast. So we went to the Bayside Skillet for breakfast, filmed a video, had some crepes for the first time, some chilled strawberry crepes, and honestly, it was very refreshing, very delicious. So that's the video I filmed for this week, my solo video for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. It's we put out the breakfast video, the breakfast compilation video last week, and it's getting a bunch of views, and that's awesome. Our videos are continuing to get us more and more subscribers daily. As I said at the start of the pod, we just hit 430 subs, and that's just nuts for a channel of our size, only having been around for 1 year as of the release of this podcast. And so, yeah, we had a great breakfast at the Bayside Skillet. And after breakfast and after we filmed, we hit up Walmart, picked up groceries for the house, stopped at PetSmart, got our new fish, and then came back and just vegged. Came back and vegged, watched 1,000 Pound Sisters, which is one of our favorite shows to watch on Discovery. The Discovery Plus app, you know, has both seasons. It's incredibly funny. It's one of our comfort shows. That and Catfish. We could just watch those shows all the time, no matter how many times we've seen them. It's just a very, very, very relaxing weekend and a very fun weekend. And romantic, in my opinion. I love just spending time with her. And we can literally have fun doing anything from just sitting on the couch in each other's presence to watching a funny show or to putting a Lego set together. It's amazing. It's amazing. I'm so glad God put us together. And I wanted to talk about one more thing before I wrap this up. Now that we have celebrated the 1 year of Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, I would like to announce that Gary and I have launched our very own podcast called Gary and Larry Do a Podcast. Go ahead and laugh and make fun of the name, but the name's corny and cheesy on purpose. It's going to be a weekly podcast released every Tuesday where we talk about the channel a bit, Edible Adventures. We also just, you know, go back and forth, riffing and telling stories, how our weeks went. If you watch the channel, you know how Gary and I are together, how we go back and forth. And the podcast, Gary and Larry Do a Podcast, is basically a podcast version of the Edible Adventures, but we're going to be talking about more than our YouTube channel. So look it up on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. It's called Gary and Larry Do a Podcast, and new episodes drop every Tuesday. As of the release of this pod, the first episode should be live on most podcast platforms, or Spotify at the very least. The first episode is entitled Man Overboard. Go check it out. So Gary and Larry Do a Podcast. Check it out. And again, anybody who has supported Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures from the beginning, thank you so very much. And we love you all. And I love my girlfriend so much. And she's our number one fan. And she's been so supportive of me. And she's so supportive of the channel. And it's great to have someone in my corner who supports me and loves me so much. And she's my everything. She means the world to me, and I would do anything in this world for her. And to have that in my life, it's just, I can't even put it to words. I can't even put it into words. She's the best thing that's ever happened to me. And having her support and encouragement for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, it's everything. She is everything. That does it for this week, folks. Please follow the podcast on Spotify. Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Check out my personal YouTube channel at youtube.com/Larry Mullins. Check out Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures at youtube.com/TheEdibleAdventures. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Larry Mullins. Thank you so very much for listening, and I'll catch you next week on an all-new episode of the Larry Mullins Podcast.